This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3. Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's week 11. Hope everyone had a nice Memorial Day. It was certainly warm enough. It's too bad we can't go to the beaches.
What happened to you?
What do you mean?
You disappeared.
Oh, I took the whole weekend off from social media.
Yes. Yes, you did.
Yes, I did.
Because I almost sent the police to your house.
You know what's so funny? I think it was either Friday or Saturday. I texted Nicole. I go, listen, I'm okay. In case, because a couple people texted me like, is everything all right? I'm like, yep, everything's fine.
Nicole, did you check on her?
She didn't. But no, I told her in case anybody was.
Yeah.
And then I said I'm not.
I kind of noticed that too. I'm like, oh, that's weird. But I'm all for it. I took a break from social media too, so I was like, I get it.
Yeah, it was. I just felt like we had a lot to do this weekend, and I was gonna be around my family the whole time. And believe me, if anyone's annoyed by my social media activity, it's them.
I'm not saying I'm annoyed by it at all. I'm saying that you'd created a pattern that I got very used to, and suddenly you went radio silence. You didn't just like.
I actually really did wonder if anyone would even notice. I'm like, I don't know if I would notice if like all of a sudden, like I always think of Michael Franti and Sarah Franti. They're like, you know, prodigious people. Like you always see some from them. I'm like, I wonder if they didn't post one day. Like if I would be like, oh my gosh, is everything okay, you guys? But I did get a couple texts, and so I told Nicole, and I figured you guys would, you know, I just didn't know if anybody would notice. So
well,
yes,
I did.
Well, I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna get back to it today. But I really did, one thing I did notice, I'm dying to, by the way.
Is that right?
Well, you know, it's funny because you start to see things through that framework. Like, what is worth having other people see and what isn't. And really, in the end, none of it is worth anything. You know, I did a lot of thinking this weekend. I actually finished my goddamn book that I've been reading. I swear to God, I've been reading this same book. Actually, I can't even, I'm lying. I'm not even finished with it. On my Kindle, I'm at 96%.
Yeah, she has to come clean, everyone. She's lying about her book.
I spent hours reading. I swear to God, I don't know how long this book is in real life because I'm reading it on a Kindle. But every hour, I would look at like what percentage of the book I was done with, which is not a great sign for a book, right? I am enjoying this book. It's about, I think I started reading this book, I'm not kidding you, 3 months ago, which is unheard of for me because I plow through books. I just haven't really been reading while in lockdown. Mm-hmm. Because I am too busy posting on Instagram. I don't know what my problem is. So anyways, I thought a lot about it, and I'll probably slow it down a little.
You thought a lot about it, really?
Well, yeah, because I was super bored because I wasn't doing it.
Oh, but this was like a commitment you made to yourself before we got going on the weekend?
Yeah, on Thursday, after we were done, I think I still posted on Thursday. I'm not positive. But anyway, I had been thinking about it for a while. You know, like my son's big joke was like, oh, we lost mom to Instagram again. Never mind, you know.
Oh, the family's noticed too.
Oh, okay. Sure, you know. I'd be like, oh, hold on. I'm just, you know, I'm just putting stickers on this amazing thing. I'd walk up to him and be like,
my post.
Did you see my latest post on Instagram? What'd you think? He's like, Jesus, Mom, I'm trying to get my work done over here.
Oh, that's classic.
I know. Totally stupid. So anyway, it actually felt great. I got a lot done. And I just, you know, I realize that none of this is important really to anyone. But it has been this thing that because we're just in this whole new world, like I've really sort of hyper-focused on it. And it's not what I need to be doing. So
it's a detox, a social media detox.
It was. And you know what? It was actually really nice. And we had a great weekend. Oh, really?
Yeah. It says you can improve sleep. And it boosts physical health.
Because I couldn't get to sleep last night. God
did you party this weekend, though, at least?
Yeah, a little. Not, you know, nothing to... I didn't barf or anything, Vin. I didn't fall asleep in a gutter, you know?
I don't expect that you were out in the gutter or anything. But,
I can't say it's never happened, but...
I don't know. That's usually... That seems to be something that you would take up on a four-day weekend.
Yeah, you know, the problem is that you know, when I really go big, it's with other people, you know. Usually it's in a party scenario, and we don't really have that. John made sangria on, I guess it must have been on Sunday, which normally I like, and, you know, but I think of it as a party thing. So it's like 4:30 on Sunday, and I text, you know, the core five, the other four families in this five family thing. I'm like, hey, I know it's really late. But anybody want to come over at about 7:30? We'll do like a John made sangria. We'll do a social distance thing. It was so nice out. I'm like, all right, we can all sit on the porch far apart. And everyone was like, nah. I'm like, okay.
Oh, really?
I guess it's just me and you. Like, I don't know. Some of them didn't even get back to me until the next day. So they were doing whatever they were doing. But I did ask at 4:30. So I don't know what I thought was going to happen. But I thought they'd help me finish the sangria.
I think you expect everybody sitting around. So
yeah, well, that was why I even asked.
Right.
You know.
So I wouldn't expect that people would say, no, we've got a full calendar.
No,
what?
I know.
What? No, you don't. You liar.
Isn't that so funny? It really does cramp my I'm busy style, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So what did the Hassan fam get up to this weekend?
So here's, I've got a few things for you. First of all, excuse me. The beaches were packed this weekend. There was more than one video going around, like just viral, of people partying without any regard, like zero distancing, zero masks.
It's happening,
people just middle fingered the whole, what do you want to call that? 2 months?
Yep.
Of quarantine. People just middle fingered that whole thing.
Two and a half months.
Whatever. I don't know, but I was really surprised to see. I mean, I expect some kids to get up to that, but the number of people, it was surprising to me. And here in Santa Cruz, at the beaches in town, they were closed. They were absolutely shut down. They weren't letting people on them. North of town, where the police weren't, packed. Again, with the parking along the highway.
Yep.
And you just go, I've never seen cars out here in this number, but it was just because you. So
you
I on Saturday
at the other beaches,
I looked up the. I so funny. I live here. I report the news, and yet I went, I better look up what the exact rules are for the beach this weekend before we do anything. And I looked it up, and it was like, you can go to the beach if you're going to swim, as in
yes,
hit the water. Do
no
not
camping
even try
on the beach.
To put your butt cheeks on the sand.
Yeah, so, no towels spread out, no umbrella stuck in the sand.
So I get my oldest, and I'm like, look, I know you love to swim. Let's go for a swim, but we're going to the ocean. That's the only place this can happen, and you have to be in the water. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. This is going to be the best day. Okay, we get down there. I get her in a wetsuit. I've got a little wetsuit for her.
Nice.
I got a boogie board. Her mom makes me put on her life vest, which I did because I don't want no trouble. It's hard enough without creating new fights.
Yeah, she doesn't care who you are. You know, you might as well put that thing on.
Right. So I get her all geared up and ready to go. We pass the lifeguards are waiting at the entrance. What are you doing here? We're going for a swim. We live right up the street. This is our beach. We're going to swim in it.
Oh, wow. So they're waiting right there.
They're waiting right there stationed
and
the,
and they're lifeguards,
the
too. They're not even like, you know, the police. They're
no, but the beach by my house had enough lifeguards that there was and enough walkie-talkies that they could have easily gotten, you know, a police cruiser or two down there. But they didn't need them. They had that place locked up. Anyway, the point is I get her down to the beach and we weren't in the water enough. The guy comes up and goes, Dad, she needs to be swimming or you guys need to leave.
Oh.
And I'm like, well, you can see I'm trying to.
You know,
she
was
scared. She doesn't like it. She's not into it. She needs a board.
Is it really
she needs
wavy?
Yeah. I mean, she just, you know, right there on the shore break where the waves, you know, crash. She's like, I wants no part of it. I picked her up and I held her and I'm like, all right, I'm taking you in. I'll hold you. And the first wave that got close to us and broke right sort of at her
midsection,
butt level
right.
where I was holding her, she's like, let's go home.
All right. Was it really cold too? Or
nah, it was fine. It was nice, and it wasn't even that big. But you know what? I want her to. I sure don't want to be someone that pushes her. You know, that dad that throws her
ruins
in,
ruins it for her. Right. So now she hates it.
Scream for her life, and then you know, next thing you know, she never goes to the beach with me again. I honestly, her mom even said it last night. She's like, "That second kid is all you, and it looks like the first kid's all me." So Isla's gonna be
I don't see Isla being pussyfooting around. She's got her thing going on.
She's also got going on I want to make a makeup video.
Ooh.
I'm like, you're sick.
Oh, that'll
no,
be fun.
Absolutely not.
That's a good way to kill a couple hours.
I guess. I don't know. But so, listen, the other thing. So the beaches have been closed, right. And frankly, you do need to be in the water if you're hoping to come to the beach, because otherwise...
So no just walking along the shoreline.
You can't be ankle deep. You can't even be knee deep. You need to go swimming or you need to go home.
So they basically want you to swim and then leave.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get in, get your swimming, and get out of there.
And then pick up your bag and split. So there's that. I watched, have you seen Lovebirds? The Lovebirds
no.
on
no,
Netflix?
No, no. How is it?
It's super funny.
Oh, great. Oh,
it's
let me write it down.
It's a completely, the guy in it, I think we've had him on our show. He's the comedian that did The Big Sick.
Oh, sure. Kumail Nanjiani.
And did we have him on? I think we did, didn't we?
We sure did, yeah. I'm sorry, what's it called? The Lovebirds?
The Lovebirds. And the lady on it...
Is it a movie or a
It's
series?
A movie. No. It's a movie. And it's... I guess you'd call it a romantic comedy.
Love those.
But it's really... It's cheesy, but in a different way, and it's super funny. Like, that guy is funny. Yeah. I like him. I take that back. She's funny, too. I don't know her name, but I think she does... She has her own show. I don't know. It's like, I think she plays a school teacher. What is that show called? Unconfident?
It's called, shoot, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Both of them steal this move like back and forth from each other. They're really good.
Oh, what the hell is the name of that show?
I don't know, but she was excellent.
Insecure.
Okay.
Is that it?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting a nod from Nikki.
Anyway, it's pretty good. I was really, really surprised when Christina said, hey, let's try this. I was like, oh, great. And then they're both very funny and you know, it's a
all
cape,
right.
A crime
oh,
thing.
Oh,
like they're, you know, crime stoppers. Thing. Oh. I don't know.
They're crime stoppers.
Well, they don't mean to be, but I don't want to give anything away, but it was good. Okay, let's check this out. One last thing. What's
she's the executive producer, by the way, of that movie, The Lovebirds.
Who is?
Issa Rae.
Oh, okay.
That's her name?
Mm-hmm, Issa Rae.
Okay. I don't know.
She's
her
got
name.
An HBO. That's the HBO show you're talking about,
it's
right?
It's called Insecure.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Well, she's absolutely excellent. He's great. I've been.
Okay.
I was surprised.
Okay.
Really
on,
surprised.
Your next thing.
Oh. So one of Christina's coworkers, this kid named Sam.
Yeah.
He's in quarantine, but he's got no kids. So he does what he wants, right? I'm jealous. Can you tell?
Yeah.
And I guess she got him into this season of Survivor. He'd never seen it before.
Oh.
So she, you know, they talk about whatever over the course of a day. And you know, like you, she sings Wednesday's praises, you know, oh, tonight, right?
Woo!
So the kid watches it, loves it, and has now since gone back and watched every season.
How?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So I go, how in the heck did this kid, where's the time? And she's like, he's going through a season in 2 days. And I go, oh, so this kid's got no kids. Okay.
Yeah.
So they're just, him and his wife are sitting down and plowing through seasons of this show.
I guess if you had 2 days per season, you're doing 6 hours a day. That's all it would take.
I guess. I don't know. So,
but there's 40 seasons.
Right. So they've mowed through it. So,
wow.
The one thing this, she goes, oh, he's been plowing through this and now he's going to start on Big Brother.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my God.
Oh, Big Brother.
Imagine the free time this guy's got. But one of the things he said was he really liked this last season, which I agree. This last season was excellent. And he started coming up with ideas as they were spitballing sort of. One of the things he said is, what would it be like if they did a season of First People Voted Off? And I thought, I love that idea.
Like, I love it too. We,
all the people
we never got to really see play.
And they would have to have someone there, some kind of therapist on site, for the first person voted off, the first person voted off season. Can you imagine if you
oh
come
my
in
God.
And then
it's
you're
so good.
Out?
It's so good.
I like it too.
It's so good. You know, the thing is, though, a lot of crappy people get voted off. First.
I know, but that's what's funny is to see what these people, and maybe
right.
even hear their stories. Like, yeah, I told everybody I was going to be on Survivor, and then I got punted
on.
Before the season even started.
I love it. I think that's a great idea.
So anyway, I know that that's not never going to happen because I'm sure they're working on, you know, the 20 ideas deep over
no,
there.
No, you know what? It's right. But the fact, well, maybe it's because it's like a glory thing. Like they go for the all, you know, the people who, the winners at war, and they just feel like it would land with a thud if it was all first people voted out. I just don't know, but I think it's great.
I like it too. Just the sort of mental.
Yeah. Well, listening to some of those guys as they were, you know, breaking down on Exile Island and talking about how the game had affected them in their real lives, and they just, you know, like they couldn't trust anybody in their real lives for a while, and all these, you know, the way it manifests in your life. Now imagine, you know, you didn't even really get to play.
Right.
You're off 3 days in. You're the first person off. There's shame involved in that and embarrassment.
Oh, my God. Well, listen, you and I know this because we're in radio.
Yeah.
And it's something that these people find out after the fact. You have to make this mistake once before you realize that stuff goes away or stuff, embarrassing stuff. So I know that I told everyone, I got a morning job in L.A., I'm leaving. I'm out of here. I
broke up with your
girlfriend
over it. Yeah.
I was starting to get my, and then that job went away.
Yeah.
Poof. And I learned the hard way. You don't go around telling people anything until you've got that, till you are there.
And cracked the mic. That ain't real till I work there.
Talk about humiliating. It's imagine seeing my girlfriend who I'd broken up with because I was moving to LA when she goes, what the hell are you doing here? And I'm like, Well,
funny story.
Yeah. So
by the
I can
way,
imagine,
what are you doing this weekend?
Think of all these people who are telling everyone in their life, I'm going on Survivor.
Yeah.
It's going to be huge. And then they're gone.
Yeah.
And now they realize.
And then, right, they leave on the big adventure, and 10 days later, they're home. And everyone's like,
Yeah, crunch.
I wonder what happened there.
Right.
Although I have no idea. Maybe they make them stay for at least a few weeks so there's some question as to who won and who didn't. I know the jury stays till the end, but I don't know about those first 10 people or whatever.
The other one he suggested was something like different groups of athletes, like triathlon people versus what is that other? CrossFit people versus...
Oh, I like it. This guy's know, like, full of great ideas.
Muscled up people going after it.
Let's let Jeff Probst know our thoughts on this. That's great.
I don't know if that takes into account the social game the way it needs to, though, does it?
Well, I mean, doesn't the social game sort of work? It's like people's personalities are really kind of on display, like in this these adverse situations.
Yeah.
And, you know, some real ugly can come out and also, you know, some real... You know, big hearts. I mean, people really, what you would maybe have thought of someone right when you first saw them is not necessarily who they're going to be on the show. I think that just comes out. I don't know. But it's definitely, I love the athlete thing. I love the first person voted out thing.
I just thought that was
We got to talk to Jeff Probst about this. There's a couple good ideas in there. What's this cat's name?
Get us Jeff Probst's phone. Is the guy who thought of him, but. Good job, Sam.
Yeah, get Jeff on the show. That'd be fun. Let's have Jeff on.
Can you make that happen, buddy?
Yeah, I think he can make it. You know that you have the contacts over.
Do you know the phone number at his set in his garage?
Yeah. Listen, he's not busy, you know. Although maybe they're filming. He was saying they think they're going to have, you know, it's on the fall schedule, so they're going to try and put it together. Hey, Nikki, can you see if there is any word on Big Brother? Because they're also talking about being able to whip that together, considering, you know, what it is and how, you know, the immediacy of how they air it.
You know, we were talking about that here at home as part of this conversation I was having about the Survivor thing. But the truth is they should be the number one show this summer because this is something they can do. They just have to quarantine the contestants for even if they quarantine them for a month. So what?
Right.
These are people who are going to now go on the show and get to be television stars. They'll own the summer.
And they really, I mean, they are in a quarantine. That's the whole point of Big Brother. So if you get the 18 healthy people and you get them in there, they can put up a plastic screen between them and whatever producer they have to talk to in the diary room. I mean, it should be no thing. So I guess it's more about the people who have to actually work on the show. Those are the people who would probably be more reluctant to...
If football thinks it's coming back...
I know. And you think that Big Brother can't come back? Come on.
I mean, the actual game itself is a group of people hugging or touching.
Basically, sure.
I mean, you know, I mean...
Breathing heavily into each other's faces. I mean, touching the same ball.
Don't get me wrong. I want NFL this fall.
Licking their hands.
Right. But let's be serious.
Farmer snorting on the field. You know.
If a producer can't talk to someone through, you know...
Right.
An intercom system, then what?
Right. The only thing would be the interactions of the actual crew, not, you know, as they're editing or putting it. That's the only thing I can think of that might be a problem because those people are going home, I guess.
This just in.
Yes, dear.
So I was looking around and they say that CBS is confident that they are going to film Big Brother for the next season.
This coming season.
Like, yes. In a month.
No, they're going to wait till most likely the end of summer. So it's not going to be the summer.
Oh.
Yeah. But they're confident the season is still going to happen within this year.
All right. I guess that's all right. It was always such great summer viewing.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Nicole, for really ruining everything.
Oh, you're welcome.
As we start the show, because we're late.
We're late.
I just want to tell everyone, it's going to be hot today. Really hot.
Jesus, it was so...
So hot yesterday.
Oh, my God.
I know.
So hot. How hot was it? Like, it was 92 was the highest it got here.
Yeah, us
what
too.
About... Yeah, you were just in the 90s? I was surprised it wasn't hotter. What about you, Bryn?
In the 80s. But
only
it was
in
still,
the 80s?
It still felt like torture.
Yeah.
Oh, don't you live in Benicia, Nicole?
Yeah, with no AC.
Yeah, so tell us.
So it was really rough yesterday. I couldn't even sleep because it was so hot still.
Yeah.
But my dad was cleaning out the trailer, and that's the only part that has AC. So he.
Oh, you have you have a actual drag along
trailer, yeah,
RV style.
Yeah.
Oh,
so he hung out there all day, but I don't know why none of us went in there with him. But he had the...
Because he was cleaning. I mean, then you have to help him clean.
Yeah. I didn't want to do that.
Are you the market for a trailer or RV still?
Yeah. Yeah, listen, I want one really bad, but, you know, you got to get the whole family. You got to get John on board at my house if you want anything to happen. Okay, you guys, listen. I feel like we're going to hunker down today. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be
three more days to Friday.
That's right, everyone. We're already counting till the weekend.
You're goddamn right we are. Hit it. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.